请一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚，奉主之圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, in Lord Jesus Christ, we begin morning Sabbath service.
我们一起唱诗三百六十七首。
Let's sing hymn 367.
Whenever my
Please be seated.
好，我们在聚会开始之前，要一起同心跪下来祷告。
And before our service, we're all going to kneel down and pray together.
我们在祷告当中，求主耶稣能够带领我们今天安息圣日的一切活动。
In our prayer, let's ask the Lord Jesus to guide all the activities today.
啊，尤其是今天是我们一年一次的敬老会。
Especially, this is our yearly elderly tribute to elderly.
啊，能够让我们借由今天这个机会，再一次感谢啊，感恩这个老人家在教会里面以及在家庭里面。给予我们的帮助。
So using the opportunity today, so once again, remember all the love and the caring of the elderly for us.
我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down, pray.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
感谢主耶稣在带领我们一个礼拜平安度过，能够在这边一起聚集敬拜神。
Thanks for the guidance of our Lord Jesus. We had a peaceful week.And we can come here gather together.
更感谢神，今天是我们一年一度的敬老会。
And also thank God that today is our yearly tribute to elderly.
所以负责人有特别跟我说，叫我不要讲太多。
And so the board member told me don't speak too long.
这对我是有点困难呐。
And to me, this is a difficulty.
我会努力啊。
I will try my best.
今天早上想要用圣经里的一个好榜样啊。来作为我们彼此学习的题目。
And so this morning, I'd like to use a good example in the Bible as a mutual study.
这个好榜样呢，他在自己的生活当中，以及在他对家庭的教育里面，都是我们很好的，都可以作为我们很好学习的对象。
And this is a good example, whether in his own personal life or in his family, is for us to learn.
那我们来一起看一下约伯记的第一章。
So let's look at Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章
Job chapter 1
第一节
Verse 1
约伯记的第一章第一节
Job chapter 1 verse 1
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。看第二节
Verse 2
第二节他生了七个儿子三个女儿第三节
3
他的家产有七千羊三千骆驼五百对牛五百母驴并有许多的仆婢这人在东方人中就为至大那这里是对圣经里面对约伯这个人给我们做的一个描述
And so here the Bible describes this character Job.
约伯是一个很特殊，圣经里面一个很特殊的存在。
And so Job is a very special recording in the Bible.
在这个历史的长河当中，数以千万的人物里面圣经用约伯这个人做了他，用他的名字做了一卷的卷名。
And so among all the people in the world and This a book was devoted to this person, Job.
66卷书里面有一卷叫做约伯记，以他名字来作为书名。
In the 66 books in the Bible, one of the book is using his name.
所以这个人是很特殊，而且被神所纪念的。
And this is a special person and also remembered by God.
所以如果我们对约伯有一些对约伯有一些认识的话
，So if we know something about Job,
我们就知道说约伯其实是苦难的一个代表哦。
And we know that Job represents suffering.
在不知道原因的状况之下，他受了难以承受的考验以及痛苦。
And without knowing any reason, he suffered such great suffering.
但是在这种痛苦当中呢，借着突破考验、突破痛苦，最后成为神眼中如同金晶黄金金晶一样的人生。
And so through he was able to go through all this suffering, and later became a person who was victorious in the eyes of God.
而且活出了很有意义、很有价值的人生来。
And he's able to live a valuable life.
甚至于在后来在以西结书里面
And even later on in the book of Ezekiel,
圣经还特别引用到约伯成为当时义人的代表。
And the Bible used that Job was the righteous person in his period.
甚至到新约的时候也以雅各书也以约伯作为忍耐到底的榜样。
And also another place in the Bible says that he is a person able to persevere to the end.
所以他的人生是在今生得神的认可，来在后代得人的称赞。
And so he was approved by God in this life and also praised by men.
所以我们今天可以以约伯来作为一个我们可以学习效法的榜样。
So today we can learn from Job.
我们来看一下，先看一下约伯这个人哦。
So first, let's look at Job.
这里讲说这个约伯是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And it says that Job was a blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
这个在短短的两章第一章、第二章里面短短的两章里面讲了三次。
And so in the first two chapters, this was mentioned three times.
而且当中两次是神亲口说的。
And this was spoken directly by God.
所以这个人的好品性已经得到人的认同，而且得到神的称赞。
And so this good character of Job was already recognized by God and praised by men.
这是神给约伯的一个评价。
And this was the value that God had for Job.
也因为有了这样子的榜样，所以相信约伯成为他儿子、他的女儿眼中学习的对象。
And so because he set this example, it was for his children to learn from.
所以一个人一个人如果本身能够有好的榜样，
so if a person has already a good example,
那自然而然从他的家中、从他的生活里面，别人就可以从他身上有所学习。
And so whether all the people around him, whether his family or friends, can learn from this person.
这个是我们今天长辈最大的价值的存在。
And so this is the greatest value for our elderly today.
我们有时候看到一些老人，教会里面的老人家。
And if we look at the elderly in church.
讲实话，随着年纪的老迈，身体机能的渐渐退化。
And so as their age grows and their body withers,
你要叫他在做一些比较激烈的活动可能有些困难。
And if we want them to do some more stuff, things that requires action, it's probably difficult.
在教会里要搬东西，我们不会找老人家来帮忙。
We will not ask the elderly to carry something in the church.
或者是在外面要上街头布道，我们也可能不敢麻烦老人家。
And we will not trouble the elderly to go in the street to evangelize.
所以有时候有些老人家可能会觉得，那这样子好像自己逐渐失去了存在，在教会当中。失去存在的价值了。
And perhaps sometimes the elderly they will feel that they lost their value in church.
但是我们可以看到，其实老人家本身的好行为，他们的好榜样，就是我们年轻一代可以学习最好的目标。
So from the actions of the elderly, it's a good example for the youth.
他们虽然没有办法做很多，没有办法负重，或者是做很多的参与很多的活动。
Although they cannot include actually participate in many activities.
但是从他们的生活，从他们的祷告当中却是后代或却是其他信徒可以看到、可以学习的目标。
And also from their life and their prayer, it's an example for others to see.
所以有些老人家很会祷告。
So some elderly knows how to pray.
总是不断的为家人、为儿女以及为教会来祷告。
And they always pray for the church, for their family.
有些老人家很慈爱，能够展现出这种基督的爱来。
And some elderly, they are able to manifest the love of Christ.
使得他的存在本身就像一个活见证一般。
So that their existence is a testimony.
能够使身旁的人、使儿女知道信仰的好。
So that whoever surrounds them knows what is the best.
有些老人家很会见证。
And some elderly knows how to testify.
他虽然没有办法在街头上，或者是到处跟着年轻人到处跑。
Although they cannot run around with the youth to evangelize in the streets.
但是他总是能够不断的把他人生当中信仰的体验，以及自己身上蒙恩的见证，向家人、向教会的弟兄姐妹分享。
But they're able to share their testimony of their life with the church and the family.
能够不断的维持着家族信仰。能够提携后代的子孙。
And to preserve the faith of their family and for the descendants.
我一直记得我的曾祖母吧。
And so I remember my great-great grandmother.
我的曾祖母，她活到年纪活到很大。
And she lived to be a very old.
虽然我对她的印象很少哦。
So I have little vague memory of her.
我只知道她眼睛看不到。
Oh, I know that she cannot see with her eyes.
但是呢，如果回到老，我只有回去两次哈。 回到老家的时候啊，他总是会不断的告诉我们啊，不可离开教会，不可离开神。
And every we return to her home, she will always tell us, "Do not leave God or the church."
啊，我听我们家里的长辈讲。
I heard from the elderly from our family.
啊，这个老祖母啊，这个、虽然眼睛看不见啊。
Although this elderly cannot see with their eyes.
啊，但是他在他黑暗当中啊。总是能够看到一个闪闪发光的十字架。
But in her darkness, she can always see this cross that's shining.
哦，这个十字架一直不停地发出亮光来，好像在呼召她回家一样。
And this cross is always shining. It's like calling her to return home.
哦，所以她虽然眼睛看不见
，although her eyes cannot see，
她虽然年纪老迈
，although her age is old，
啊，但是她总是不断地提醒后代的子女要常常来，常常聚会，常常亲近神。
And she always reminded her children to always draw close to God.
啊，并且以她本身作为一个信仰的榜样，使后代子孙知道信仰的重要。
And she set an example so that the descendants would know the importance of faith.
啊，所以我们今天作为长辈的，也是可以这样子来活出晚年的价值来。
And so for the elderly today, we can also live out our elderly life in such way.
而这样子活出的价值可能。远远超过我们可以做其他事情、其他工作的价值。
If we're able to live this life, then it is over, surpasses all other things.
啊，所以我们今天，所以约伯留下我们一个好榜样。
So Job left a good example.
啊，我们来看一下，彼得前书的第二章哦。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章二十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
彼得前书二章二十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21。
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行哦。那这里使徒彼得告诉我们啊，耶稣凡事啊都给我们留下了榜样。
So Peter here mentions that the Lord Jesus set examples for us.
啊，使我们可以照着他的脚中而行。
So that we should follow according to his steps.
那什么叫做照着脚中而行呢
？What does it mean to follow according to his steps？
啊，如果有到海边的人就知道啊。
If a person goes to the beach, they will know.
啊，你如果在那个沙滩上走啊，你凡走过啊，你就会留下你的脚印来。
When you walk on the sand, you will leave a set of footprints behind.
使得后来的人啊，一看到这个脚印，就知道你朝着哪个方向前进了。
And so another person, when they see the footprints, they can follow to where you are.
所以在这里啊，这里说啊，耶稣凡事给我们留下榜样。
So here it says that the Lord Jesus gave us examples.
使我们能够照着他的脚中行，最后回到他的身边。
So that we should follow his steps, then we will go to near him.
那今天约伯也在凡事上给他的孩子留下了榜样。
So Job also did the set examples for children.
完全正直是行为。没有瑕疵
and he was blameless and just.
敬畏神是他信仰上做了好榜样
and he feared God and he set a great example in his life.
远离恶事所以在他行为当中的谨慎行事，让他的孩子作为一个警惕。
And he departed evil, and this is a set example for his children.
就好像走过去，留下一个一步一步深刻的脚迹来一样。
And it seems like he's walking on the beach and leaving a set of footprints.
使得他的孩子以及我们每一个读约伯记的人都可以看到这个脚迹。
So whether it's his children or us who read it, we can see this set of footprints that's left behind.
并且可以依照这样子而行。而越来越像约伯
and then we can walk according to this way and to be like Job.
所以很多很好的老人家在他们的生活当中也留下了美好的踪迹。
So many elderly they have left many good examples in their life.
从他自己的行为
from their actions,
从他的慈祥
from their thoughts,
从他对信仰的坚持
from their firmness in their faith,
以及从他常常分享自己信仰的体验
and always they are sharing on their experience of faith
都给后代的人留下了一个脚踪让我们可以看见可以称赞
and to leave behind a footprint so for others to observe
所以我们今天我们虽然还没有成为年长者
so even though we're not elderly today
所以我们也要以这个作为我们努力的目标
but this should be our goal
宗教教育的老师
RE teachers,
教会的负责人
board members,
以及各项圣工的工人
and all the holy workers.
我们每走一步啊，尤其是父母亲啊，每走一步都是给我们的孩子留下一个脚步啊，都是留下一个痕迹来。
And especially for the parents, every step you leave, you walk, you leave for your children.
所以我们今天问问自己。
So we ask ourselves today.
我们今天留下了什么样的脚踪？给我们的孩子来学习。
And what kind of footprints have we left for our children to learn from?
那这样子就会决定他将来对信仰的坚持以及对信仰的重视。
And this will determine our children how firm is their faith in the future.
所以有一个人叫约伯，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事哦。
So there was this man who was a Job, blameless and upright, fear God and shun evil.
在这里说啊，这个人啊很有钱。
Here it mentions that this was a person very wealthy.
很多牛羊，很多牛羊、骆驼以及仆婢。
And he had many oxen, sheep, and donkeys, and servants.
那这里最后面说，这人在东方人中就为至大哦。
And this was a great man among the people of the east.
那这是也是约伯给我们留下的一个好榜样。
This is also a good example Job left for us.
即使他到成为这个很尊贵的人之后。
So he became such a well-known person.
我们就从底下看到啊，约伯仍然持守他的正直以及持守他的公义。
And so all people proclaimed of his righteousness.
即使他成为至大的，他仍然敬畏神。
So even though he became great, but he still feared God.
有时候人在卑微的时候啊，要谦卑很容易啊。
So sometimes when a person is lowly, it is easy for them to be humble.
非常容易啊，因为你一无所有啊。
It is because you have nothing.
你就只能靠神啊。
You can only rely upon God.
但是随着你的生活的改变。
But through the change of your lifestyle.
随着你的地位的提升。
And through the rise of your status.
随着你的知识层面的提高。
And through the actually increase of your knowledge.
有时候人就逐渐的失去原本的那种谦卑跟敬畏。
And many people they will lose their original humility.
尤其是啊，有时候啊，做参与事工参与久了。
Especially when someone participates in holy work for a long time.
有时候在教会久了。
And you're in church for a long time.
对教会的事物就非常的熟悉了。
Then you're very familiar with all the things in the church.
那就逐渐的失去那种警醒啊，那种谨慎小心的心。
And then lose that alertness.Of the heart.
逐渐就忘记了要敬畏神了。
And to forget to fear God.
所以在这里说，约伯即使他是身处高位。
So even though Job was very well known.
即使他是非常的富有。
And he was very wealthy.
在这个功成名就当中啊，他却仍然能够保持自己的虔诚，保持自己的信仰。
And in this way, he was able to preserve his faith.
所以随着我们在教会里面的时间越来越长。
So as we have stayed in church longer and longer.
我们要以约伯来作为我们的榜样。
So we should use Job as our example.
不自高。
And not,
不自以为是。
And not to be think highly of ourselves or to do according to our ways.
更不依靠，更不仰赖自己的经验。以及才能
or even to rely upon our wealth or our experience.
总是能够好像起初一样，怀着谦卑的心来做工。
But instead to be like originally and to have a heart of humility to work.
所以有人说哦。
So someone says.
说如果我们每一次参与圣工都像我们第一次。
And if we can participate in holy work like it's our first time.
那我们永远都不会骄傲。
And then we will never be proud.
我们永远都不会跌倒。
We will never fall.
你还记得你第一次参与圣工的感觉吗？
Do you still remember the first time you participated in holy work?
第一次来施琴的感觉吗？
The first time you played the piano.
第一次领诗。
First time you led the hymns.
第一次教宗教教育。
First time you taught the RE students.
第一次翻译，第一次讲道。
First time you translated or gave a sermon.
第一次做负责人。
First time you become a board member.
那种战战兢兢小心心翼翼的感觉
，and that very reverent heart，
如履薄冰一样啊，生怕自己啊把工作没有把工作做好
，and that you're like an ice， you feel that you cannot do the work well，
提早来教会祷告
，and you come early to church to pray，
常常求神的帮助
，and always asking for God's help，
每件事情啊都要询问有经验人的意见
，and everything you will ask for someone who has experience，
在这种警惕战兢当中啊，成就神所交托给我们的工作。
And in this fearness, we accomplish the work of God.
但是啊，有时候啊，参与时间久了
，But sometimes after participating for a long time,
工作经验多了
，And you have much experience.
啊，从菜鸟变成油条了。
from newbie.
Okay.
Very experienced.
Okay, so from inexperienced to very experienced.
啊，有时候啊，那种战战兢兢的心啊，就逐渐忘记了。
And then you forget the heart that you have to fear God.
啊，明天要教宗教教育。
And tomorrow I have to teach RE students.
哎呀，我都没有看我的安排，我都没有看课表啊。
I did not even look at the schedule.
啊，没关系啊，明天早上再准备就好了。
It's okay, I'll prepare tomorrow morning.
哦，要领会了。
I'm going to give a sermon.
那以前啊，一个月前就开始准备了。
And before, you prepare a month before.
哇，每天祷告两个小时啊。
Every day you pray for 2 hours.
领会之前一个小时就来教会祷告啦。
And before the service start, you come 1 hour before.
那现在呢？
How about now?
哎呀，这 last minute 啊，最后在上台前啊，随便圣经翻一翻，赶快来讲一个什么。
And so just you do it the last minute and to flip to anything.
啊，圣灵月刊拿来啊，就拿一篇啊，就照版宣科啊，就直接念给大家听啊。
And so just read an article from the Holy Spirit monthly.
反正就是一个小时嘛，加上翻译啊，总共就是30分钟嘛，混也可以混过去啊。
It's only an hour. I can just try to get by.
啊，这就是哈、哦，成为自大，失去警醒。
And this is what it means to think highly of ourselves and to lose our alertness.
啊，所以在这里，约伯在东方人眼中成为自大，好像王子一样。
And so Job was considered a well-known person among all the people.
但是在这个成为自大当中，他却没有失去他原本那个警醒、那个公义的心。
So even though he was in this position, he did not lose his heart of fear.
啊，所以在约伯在凡事上给我们留下榜样。
So Job has left an example for us.
也在凡事上。给他的儿女，给他的后代留下了一个好榜样。
And in all things, he left an example for his children and his descendants.
啊，所以今天作为父母的啊，作为父母亲的。
So today as parents.
啊，今天作为宗教教育的老师的。
As RE teachers.
今天作为教会里面的长辈的。
As the elderly in the church.
啊，我们都是我们身旁人眼中的榜样。
We are all examples of people around us.
在我们这个人生的脚步，一步一步的向前迈出、向前踏进的同时
，So in this life, we go forward each step by each step.
让我们回头望一望，我们所留下的是什么样的脚踪吧。
And we should look behind to see what kind of footsteps have we left behind.
那我们继续看回来约伯记第一章。
Let's turn back to Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章的第四节。
Job chapter 1 verse 4.
约伯记第一章第四节
Job chapter 1 verse 4
他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里摆设摆筵席就打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝、哦、我们在这里、啊、看到约伯在开始就形容约伯的孩子了
And so here it describes the children of Job、
哦、虽然这里没有写得很清楚、哦、
Although it did not record very clearly、
啊、因为他的孩子圣经里面几乎没有什么记载、啊、
Because there's no recording of his children、
啊、但是我们可以看到说、啊、他的孩子、哦、这个七个儿子三个女儿当中的关系非常良好、哦、
And so the seven sons and the three daughters had good relationships、
哦、他们总是能够按照日期、哦、在家中设摆筵席彼此相邀
And so according to their date, they were able to gather together to have a feast.
啊，连这个姐妹也请来与他们一同吃喝哦。
And they would invite the sisters to eat and drink.
啊，有些人就会批评这些儿女啊。
And then some people would criticize these sons and daughters.
啊，就是吃吃喝喝啊，后来才死掉的、啊。
It is why because they keep on eating and drinking, that's why they die.
啊，这种讲法，这种解经哈、哦，是不合理的，不合道理的哦。
Actually, this kind of interpretation is not according to the truth.
哦，有点过于牵强了啦。
And this is actually going over what's interpreting.
圣经里面并没有说他的儿女有什么不好。
And the Bible did not mention anything bad about the children.
按着时间彼此相邀吃饭有什么不对吗？
So according to the time they eat and drink, is there something wrong with that?
就像好像我们有很多兄弟姐妹一样。
And just like we have brothers and sisters.
啊，当然，现今的社会啊，那个兄弟姐妹都越来越少啊，大家都生一个或两个啦。
And of course, right now, people have less kids.
啊，但是以前的人啊，他有时候兄弟姐妹很多的。
But before, there's many siblings.
个人有个人的个人的家庭。
And each one had their own family.
个人的生活。
Their own life.
个人的资产。
Their own wealth.
尤其是在这种大家族里面。
Especially in such a large family.
这种父亲手上掌握很大的财富，以后要分财产当中。
And especially the father holds such great possession to split later on.
这种儿女当中要相处和睦是何等的困难啊。
And it is difficult for the children to gather together.
我们想想是不是这个样子。
And if we think about it, is this true?
有时候你报纸一翻开。
If you open the newspaper.
不是这个争财产。
If it's not this one arguing for possession.
就是那里要互相告诉。
Or the other one is they're suing one another.
为了这什么？
What are they doing all this for?
就是为了上一代留下来的财产。
And it is all for the possession from what's from before.
小孩没几个，各个好像啊，彼此好像大仇人一样。
And there's not many children, but they become enemies.
彼此老死不相往来，只有什么法庭上见。
And they do not see each other normally, only in the courts.
所以这种家庭啊，所以这种通常这种大家庭里面，兄弟姐妹要和睦相处，不是很容易的事情。
So typically in large family, it is not easy for the siblings to get along.
但是我们可以看到说啊，在这里约伯的孩子啊，他却能够啊彼此相邀，一同坐席。
We can see Job's children; they're able to sit together, eat and drink.
可以看到约伯的好榜样，让神祝福了他的家庭。
They can see the good example from Job and God's great blessing on them.
更能够因着约伯的好榜样，使他的儿女啊都能够很和睦的相处。
So through Job's good example that their children is able to get along.
所以我们今天如果家庭不是很和睦，
So if our family is not very harmonious today,
总是有争执，
And there's always conflict.
家里好像战场，
It is like a battlefield.
所以有时候都不想回家，
Sometimes you don't want to go home.
我们有时候要想一想这个原因何在，
Sometimes we need to think of the reason why.
当然我们可以伸出指责对方的指头来，
And of course we can raise our finger to blame the other.
就是我先生啊，
It is my husband.
脾气这么不好。
Has such bad temper.
让我讲两句都不行。
And do not allow me to speak two things.
好像火药一样，好像火药库一样，一点就炸了。
And it's like it's gonna be exploded.
也可以讲，也可以说就是我太太啦。
And you can say it's my wife.
每天呱呱呱个不停。
And every day non-stop talking.
我回到家想要清静看一下报纸都不行。
I cannot even be quiet, look at the newspaper.
喘口气都喘不过来。
I cannot even have a breath.
所以有时候我们可以常常很容易的伸出指责的手来指责对方。
It is very easy for us to raise our finger blame and blame.
但是啊，有时候却没有发觉，其实问题是在我们自己的本身。
But many times we do not realize the problem lies with us.
为什么家庭没有办法和睦？
Why is there no harmony in our family?
为什么夫妻当中没有办法很亲密的相处？
Why is the husband and wife cannot communicate very good?
为什么的儿女不想跟我们说话？
Why does the children does not want to talk to us?
每次下课回来啦。
And after class,
今天怎么样啊？
How is it today?
Fine.
It's good.
学校怎么样啊？
And how's school?
Fine.
It's fine.
功课怎么样啊？
How's your homework?
Fine.
Fine.
同学好不好啊？
How's your friends?
你很烦欸。
You're annoying me.
所以有时候为什么我们跟孩子当中沟通会出现一个好像一个隔阂哦，没有办法互动啊。
And so why is there this wall between communication with our children?
在我们指责孩子不跟我们打开他的心不跟我们说话之前。
And before we criticize our children, they are not able to open their hearts.
我们或许也需要看一看是不是因为我们自己本身的问题。
We should examine to see if it's our problem.
是不是因为我们有时候过于果断过于快的下一个判断而斩断了孩子跟我们沟通的桥梁。
And is it sometimes we come to a rush judgment that we cut our communication with our children?
他告诉你说妈妈我今天认识一个朋友。
And the child say, Mom, today I know a new friend.
那个朋友不可以交。
You cannot know that friend.
整天脏兮兮的。
And every day is very dirty.
那个朋友不可以交。
You cannot make friends with them.
他爸妈没有好工作啊。
And his father or mother does not have good jobs.
所以有时候我们很快的就斩断了一个孩子跟我们沟通的桥梁。
And so many times we cut this line of communication with our children.
借着直接否定对方来凸显我们自己的影响力。
So through our rush judgment and to raise up our own recommendations.
一次，两次。
And once, twice.
孩子告诉你说，妈妈，我想学画画。
And the children say, I want to learn how to draw.
画画有什么用？
Oh, why you want to draw? There's no use.
画画能够当饭吃吗？
Oh, can you make a living from drawing?
你要做律师。
You have to be a lawyer.
你要做医生。
You have to be a doctor.
哦，就无形当中啊，就把这个孩子年幼的梦想直接给摧毁了。
And so you suppress all the childhood dreams of this child.
是的，我们都是出于一片好心。
And of course, we do this for our out of good.
但是在我们的好心当中，或许就是这样子，我们把孩子沟通的桥梁。自己主动把它切断了。
So out of our good intentions, but we cut the communications in half.
到最后孩子不跟你说话了。
But later on, the children will not talk to you.
因为不管他跟你说什么，你都是否定他的存在。
Because whatever he says to you, you will always reject.
不管他跟你分享什么，你都是否定他的个人的思想。
And no matter what he shares with you, you always reject what he thinks.
哦，所以很多小孩子啊。还没有讲，我就知道你要说什么啦。
And so some children will say, before I even speak, I know what you're going to say.
啊，那我干脆不要告诉你算了。
It might as well not even speak to you.
所以我们今天啊，要来思想一下。
So today we need to think.
啊，我们孩子能不能这样子很和谐的跟我们有一个正常的对话？
And so can our child be very freely to express themselves to us?
把他们所有的事情来告诉我们。
And to be willing to tell everything that they to us.
啊，我们不要想说他是孩子哦。
And do not think they're only a child.
你是我的孩子，我说你就给我听。
Because you're my child, I speak, you have to listen.
啊，那他最后就是不告诉你啊，你叫我听，我就不讲了，我就听啊。
And then later on, they will not speak anything.
你说，那你来讲给妈妈听。
And then you say, speak to mom this way.
有时候这种桥梁斩断太久啊，就没有办法沟通啦。
And because of this, you cannot communicate.
啊，所以啊，这个建立起良好的沟通哦，是一个家庭和睦一个很重要的关键哦。
So to establish good communications, an important reason family can be harmonious.
啊，就像这里约伯他的孩子啊，他的孩子彼此当中这十个孩子。能够很和谐的互相相处哦。
So Job's 10 children, they were able to have good fellowships.
那我想这个能够彼此和谐相处哦，跟约伯这个爸爸有直接的关系的。
And so they're getting along well has direct relationship with the father.
爸爸敬畏神。
So the father feared God.
爸爸行为正直。
And the father was righteous.
爸爸照顾家庭。
And he took care of the family.
自然而然啊，这个孩子彼此当中啊，就会有一个能够在这个家里当中，自然会有一个和睦的基础。
And so very naturally, the family will have this foundation to be harmonious.
如果爸爸妈妈常常吵过来，吵过去，吵过来，吵过去。
But if the father and mother always argue back and forth,
孩子每天看到的就是我爸爸妈妈吵架，吵架，吵架，吵架，吵架。
And the children always sees every day that their parents are arguing.
然后你再说啊，这个家里要和睦。
And you say this family has to be harmonious.
你在跟孩子说你要听爸爸妈妈的话。
And you tell the children, well, please listen to your parents.
有时候啊，没有一个好榜样哈、哦。说的容易，做的困难。
But many times, without a good example, you can say it, but to do it, it's very difficult.
哦，所以在这里，约伯的子女能够和睦和谐的相处。
And so the children of Job were able to get along very well.
是因为家里有一个很明显很好的榜样。
It is because they are very, very clear example in the family.
有的家庭的老人家就是这个样子。
And so some elderly of the family are just like this.
自己啊，有很好的行为给子孙做榜样。
They are very good examples to for the children.
并且能够化解家庭当中可能有的很有智慧的，可以化解家庭当中可能有的纠纷。
And they share very good, words.
很有智慧哦，很有智慧。
They have very wise.Words.
他能够化解解决家里可能产生的问题。
Using their wisdom, they're able to solve the problems of the family.
更能够因为他一个好榜样而激励起全家的信仰。
And because of their good example, they're able to lift up the faith of the whole family.
我一直记得我爷爷哈，我爷爷在世的时候哦。
I still remember when my grandfather passed away.
在他还活着的时候。
While he was still alive.
每天晚上啊，他要睡觉之前啊，一定整个。只要在老家的人啊，都要聚集在一起呀、啊，一起祷告完才可以睡觉。
And so before each night, he will gather all the people to pray.
啊，他当然他九点就睡觉了啦。
So he prays, he sleeps at nine p.m.
四点就起来了。
And wakes up at 4 a.m.
所以九点他要睡觉，就叫大家来，全家都要来。
And so 9 o'clock, he will call the whole family come to pray.
从大到小一起祷告。
From the oldest to the youngest, all have to pray.
每天这样行。
And every single day like this.
自然而然，那个家里就有一个信仰的中心了。
And so very naturally, this family has the center of faith.
老人家就成为我们家族当中信仰的柱石。
And so this elderly becomes a a pillar of our faith of our family.
好，我们再看回来约伯记第一章。
Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，宴席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们四节。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他心里说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。哦，那接下来讲到说啊，他们在宴会之后哈，约伯所做的事情。
And so here describe what Job does after their feasting.
那在这宴会之后呢，约伯告诉约伯就会叫他的孩子啊要自洁。
And so after the feasting, Job would tell the children to be to cleanse themselves.
这是这个爸爸对他孩子的一个要求，信仰上的要求。
And this is a requirement the father had for the children.
叫他们要自我洁净，来能够面对神哦。
So that they have to purify themselves, they can face God.
有时候啊，那个作为父母的不太喜欢这样要求孩子。
And sometimes as parents, we do not require of our children this way.
为什么要这样要求孩子？
Why should we require this of our children?
有时候会产生一个紧绷的一个亲子关系，一个 tension 哦。
And so sometimes you create a tension among your children.
你要要求他，你要自洁。
That you have to require them to be purified.
有时候孩子不喜欢听啊。
And the children does not like to listen.
你要要求他信仰要长进。
And you require them to improve on their faith.
有时候孩子不喜欢听啊。
The children would not like to listen.
你要要求他，你要参加宗教教育。
You require them to attend the RE classes.
有时候孩子不喜欢听啊。
And the children does not like to listen.
不喜欢进去。
They do not like to go in.
不想来教会。
They do not like to come to church.
跟你吵，跟你闹哦。
And they argue with you.
我说有些有时候父母啊，尤其在我们现今的世代啊，孩子就是家里的王子公主哦。
And so in our current day, the children are like the prince of the family.
所以孝子孝子哈，都是现在的父母亲在孝顺孩子哦。
And so today it's like more the parents have to honor the children.
一切家庭的动向都是以孩子的旨意为原则哈，孩子说要去哦，我们全家就出动。
And so everything in the family is all determines on what the children want to do.
但是在约伯记里面，约伯不是这样子的。
But in Job, it's not like this.
圣经里面的教导也没有这个样子的。
And the Bible does not teach this way.
他说啊，要教导你的孩子啊，要教养你的孩子哦。
And it is to teach your children.
甚至圣经这样说，要用棍打你的孩子。
And to beat with a stick.
但是在这个用棍啊，不是叫我们今天回家啊，拿个棍子把我们的孩子打个半死啊。
And of course not to tell us to go home and actually use a stick to beat our children.
然后孩子大哭的时候，你不要跟他讲传道讲的打。
And then when your children's crying out loud, saying, "Oh, the pastor said it."
不要把事情扯到我这边来啊。
Also, do not pass it to me.
你要在这里讲，圣经说你要打孩子哈，是说你要教导他，你要管教他。
And when the Bible says this, is to you have to teach your children.
从小要教他。
And so you have to teach ever since they're young.
我们有时候想说小孩子不懂。
And sometimes we say the children don't know.
所以就宠他。
So we spoil them.
顺着他，逆着他。
And we go according to them and spoil them.
却不知道说在他那个成长当中啊，他这每一个你的动作、你的方法，都是他都全部都吸收进去了。
And not knowing that every step they grow, they actually absorb everything.
所以啊，发觉啊，对你这个妈妈或爸爸有什么好用的招数啊，他从小就知道的。
And so they will know all the techniques how to get through it.To the you.
哭了就有东西。
If they cry, they get what they want.
如果他要买，你不给他买，他就在地上打滚绕圈圈。
And if they want to buy something, if you do not buy, they will make circles on the floor.
有些妈妈在百货公司很不好意思，他买了买了买了，这个多丢人啊。
And so some mothers in the shopping mall, they will say, how embarrassing! I'll just buy it.
孩子就知道了，这招对你有效。
And the child knows that this technique is useful.
你就发觉他每次只要到百货公司，他就开始准备在地上给，已经准备好在地上给你打滚了。
And so before they go to the shopping, they prepare to make a circle.
所以啊，有时候啊，父母亲啊，千万不要轻忽了孩子的智慧。
And so sometimes do not forget, parents do not forget the wisdom of your child.
更不要啊，在一些事情当中，无形当中给他建立起错误的观念来。
And so do not give them a missed a concept.Things.
我看过一个不知道是真的还是假的那个故事哈。
I do not know if I saw something was real or fake.
他说有一个小女孩就是这样子啊，每一次啊，只要到百货公司，你不给她买，她要的东西你不买，她就在地上跟你哭，跟你闹。为什么？很多人就会过来看啊。
So there was this little girl that every time went to the shopping mall, if it's something she cannot get, she will go on the floor and make circles.
啊，每一次这一招都有效。
And every time this technique was effective.
啊，到有一次啊，爸爸受不了啦。
Until one time the father can no longer take it.
啊，所以当那个在百货公司的，当他女儿这样子躺下来开始闹的时候。
And so while his daughter was doing this in the shopping mall.
啊，那个爸爸也跟着在地上躺下来开始滚，开始闹啊。
The father was also went on the floor and started making circles.
结果那个小女孩看得吓一跳。
And the daughter was very quite shocked.
然后就赶快把她爸爸拉起来。
And to pull up his father.
爸爸走了走了，好丢脸哦。
And to pull up his father, saying this is too embarrassing.
所以有时候啊，我们教养当中有时候会轻忽了我们哈对孩子那个潜移默化的影响力。
And so sometimes we think that we have influence.Over our children.
啊，因为没有教，或者是教错了，啊，使得孩子啊生活有了偏差。
And if we teach them wrong, then their path will be led astray.
啊，但是这里啊，约伯啊要求自洁。
So Job required them to be purify themselves.
哦，这是对子女信仰上的要求。
So this is a requirement for their faith of the children.
哦，所以在箴言二十二章里面讲啊。
So in Proverbs chapter 22 it says.
哦，这我们来看一下箴言二十二章啊。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6。
箴言二十二章第六节。
Proverbs 22:6。
那这里说教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离啊。哦，所以在这里啊，家长啊，父母亲啊，宗教教育的老师啊，你知道你的。位置有何等的重要吗？
And so as parents and RE teachers, do you know how important your position is?
哦，你在年轻的时候给他教导。
And when you teach them when they're young,
从小教他。
Ever since they are very little,
他说到老也不偏离，影响一辈子的。
And when they're old, they will not turn from it. It will affect a whole lifetime.
哦，教会里的长辈啊。
And so the elderly of the church.
哦，对一些新信徒啊，对刚来教会的人来说啊，你们就好像那个家长的榜样一样。
And so for those who newcomers of the church, you are like a example as a parent.
哦，所以这个新来教会的新信徒看到你，好像他的父母亲。
And so the newcomers of the church, they'll see you as their father or mother.
哦，所以你留下什么样的榜样？
So what example have you left behind?
哦，你给予他们什么样的教导？
And what kind of teachings have you taught them?
哦，教导正确，这个行在主路上一辈子都不偏离啊。
If the teaching is correct, they will never depart from this road.
哦，所以我们千万不要轻忽了自己的影响。
So we should not take our influence lightly.
哦，更不要害怕。不敢把神的话教导我们的下一代。
And we should not be afraid to teach the words of God to the next generation.
哦，从小要有要求。
And to require them ever since they're young.
该来教会，你就是要来教会。
If you should come to church, you should come.
该参加宗教教育，你就是要参加宗教教育。
And if you should attend classes, you should be there.
啊，当然目标很确定，我们要执行的目标很确定。
We have to set a clear goal.
啊，但是我们执行的手法。可以有弹性。
But the method we do this could be flexible.
哦，你不要说把孩子拎着，你就是给我参加宗教教育就把他扔进去了。
And do not drag your child and throw them into the class.
不一定要用这种强迫威胁型的。
And we do not need to use such severe methods.
哦，因为有时候啊会给他造成心理的一个负面哈。他就从小因着你，他就恨这个宗教教育。
Because you'll create a negative impact, and they will hate this RE class.
而是你要看要怎么样在有弹性、温柔的手法里面呢，能够让他们建立起喜爱参加教会、喜爱参加宗教教育的环境来。
But instead, using a flexible and very gentle method to see how we can encourage them to like the RE class.
啊，这就是考验父母亲。跟老师的智慧了。
And this is to test the wisdom of the parents and the RE teachers.
在这里，他不但要求他的孩子自洁。
And not to only require his children to be purified.
在这里说啊，他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭啊。
But he will rise up early in the morning to make sacrifice for each of them.
他不是只是动嘴的人。
And he is not only somebody with only speech.
而且他更能够啊，为他的孩子常常献祭。
But he is always able to offer sacrifice for his children.
在这里讲到两样。
And there's two things.
一个是清早起来。
First thing is early in the morning.
哦，清早起来是要哇，我就很积极的、很主动的要做这件事情。
And so early in the morning represents you have a zeal to do this.
哦，他说他清早起来就要给孩子献祭。
And then he rises up early to sacrifice.
啊，因为他很重视。
Because he emphasized on this.
哦，很重视他的孩子的信仰。
He emphasized on his faith of his children.
很重视他的孩子能不能在神面前站立。
And to see if that his children can stand before God.
我们今天都很在意我们的下一代。
And we all care about our next generation.
哦，有时候我们漂洋过海啊，离乡背井来到这里，为的是什么？就是下一代嘛。
And sometimes we come such great distance, it is all for our children.
哦，所以有时候我听很多。听有时候在访问的时候听到信徒在讲哇我就是为了我的孩子所以要来这里给他更好的教育更好的环境更自由的空间
Sometimes I can listen to the sharing of the parents say I do this all because for our children I want them to have a free environment
我希望给他更好的一个成长的环境
I want to give them a better environment for them to grow up
所以我拼命工作
So I work very hard
拼命赚钱为了孩子
To make money for my children
但是在这拼命工作拼命赚钱当中我却没有任何时间给我的孩子
But yet, while all this hard work, you do not spend any time with the children.
啊，我有时候听了以后啊，就觉得一头雾水啊。
And so sometimes I listen to this, and I feel helpless.
你为了你的孩子抛下一切来到这里。
You left behind everything for your children to come here.
但是你来到这里之后，为了要得回这一切，你又把你的孩子抛在一旁。
But you came here, you want to gain everything, but you left your child behind.
啊，有时候送回去国内给长辈照顾，为什么？因为要工作。
Sometimes you send the child back and because you have to work.
啊，有时候啊，就托给保姆带。为什么要工作
？Because sometimes you give to the grandmother to take care. You have to work.
啊，当然有时候我们个人的环境不一样，所以我在这里没有资格说什么。
So although our environment is different for each of us, I have no right to say anything.
但是我只是想提醒各位家长，我们不就是为了他们？才抛下一切来到这里的吗
？But I just want to remind every parent that isn't for your children you left behind to come here.
啊，如果在你来到这里，你建立起了一番你自己的天地之后
，and so after you establish your life here，
却发觉你的孩子已经成长，已经不认识神，而且跟你不再亲密了。
And you realize your children's grown up and they do not go know God and not close to you.
啊，他不来教会。
They do not come to church.
啊，他也跟你没有什么话说。
They have not no words.To say to you.
他的生活，他的道德观，他的标准，他的生活习性，通通不是你所教的。
And their lives and hopes have nothing, has nothing related to you.
那这样子是不是很可惜呢
？And isn't very pitiful.
是不是让我们的目标本末倒置了呢？我们没有达到我们原本来到美国的目的呢
？And so we have not attained the original reason why we came to the U.S.
所以在这里啊，约伯清早就起来。
So Job rise up early in the morning.
清早起来不是叫他的孩子你要去补习。
Not rise up early in the morning, not to tell the children you have to go study.
清早起来不是说你要做律师，你要做医生。
Or not, you have to be a doctor or a lawyer.
你要赚大钱。
To make great money.
你清早起来为孩子献祭。
But to sacrifice for your children.
所以在这里约伯啊，他是付出为了孩子，他付出努力的。
So Job paid his price for his children.
那在这里说啊，按照他们众人的数目献燔祭哦。
And so he offered according to each of them.
一个都不忘记。
He did not forget one of them.
所以对父母来说啊，当然我们不会忘记自己的孩子啦。
And of course, as parents will not forget their children.
但是孩子里面有的比较乖，有的比较不乖。
There are obedient ones and not obedient children.
有的啊能够带来教会啊，有的啊带来教会很麻烦。
And some you can easily bring to church, and others are very difficult.
他带来教会好乖哦，大家都很喜欢，都会称赞。
And those who are obedient will be praised by everybody.
但是也有的带来啊，很会闹，让父母啊觉得很压力很大。
And some you bring that it will be a big trouble on you.
但是千万不要忽略或放弃了其中的任何一个。
But do not forget any one of them.
宗教教育的老师也是一样。
And the same for the RE teachers.
老师都喜欢那个乖的学生。
Teachers always like the obedient ones.
对那个比较不听话会闹的学生啊，自然会比较。反感。
And so very naturally, we did not want to deal with those who are very naughty.
但是在这里说啊，按着他们个人的数目啊，众人的数目，一个都不漏掉。
So sacrifice according to each one of them, and not one was left behind.
所以啊，我们作为父母，作为宗教教育的老师也是一样。
So same for the parents and RE teachers.
千万不要因为他来教会会闹，就不再带他来了。
And do not because they are not in church, we do not stop bringing them.
不要为了自己可能会没面子，或者对感觉很麻烦，就把他留在家里。
Or we feel very troubled, then we leave them in the home.
一个都不漏哦，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。
And so not leave one behind and do a sacrifice for each one of them.
那最后这里说啊，约伯常常这样行。
And so lastly, Job, this was his regular custom.
这告诉我们说啊，作为父母的。
So this tells us as parents.
作为老师的。
As teachers.
作为宗教作为教会里的长辈的。
And to be the elderly of the church.
在这种工作上都是一个持久不断的工作。
And this is a long-lasting work.
有时候这工作很辛苦。
Sometimes this work is difficult.
要清早起来。
You have to rise up early in the morning.
记得他们每一个人众人的数目。
And to remember all of them.
但是更要常常这样行。
But more important to do this always.
所以我们今天我们今天在教会里面作为下一代的榜样的。
So today in church we're being the example of the next generation.
我们也要常常这样行，在自己的本身，在给下一代的教养上面，都要常常纪念他们。
We should do this always so that this example can be remembered.
在生活上的自我生活上的行为。
So our own actions in our lives.
在对孩子的要求。
And our requirements of our children.
以及这个代祷的功夫。
And the prayer of work of prayer.
如果我们能够常常这样行。
If we can always do this.
这样子我们的下一代就会蒙神的纪念。
And then our next generation will be blessed.
我们再看一下，我们看撒母耳记上的第十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记上的第十二章。
1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记上的第十二章的第二十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 22.
撒母耳记上二十二章第十二节。
1 Samuel
第二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 12 verse 22.
二十二节，神既喜悦选你们做他的子民，就必因他的大名不撇弃你们。二十三节。
23.
至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪神，我必以善道正路指教你们哦。这个是撒母耳年老时候所说的话。
And this is a word spoken by elderly Samuel.
我们知道撒母耳一辈子啊都在为神为了百姓来工作。
And Samuel worked for the Israelites all his life.
但是到他老年的时候。
But when he was old.
他已经没有办法再像以前一样啊骑着驴子啊到处去巡回到处去访问信徒。
He no longer be like before riding on donkey and to go to all the people.
他可能没有办法再到战场上去执行神的使命。
And he cannot go into the battlefield to instruct of the Lord's will.
但是在这众多的不能当中却有一件事他可以做得到的。
But in many of the things that he cannot do, there's one thing he can do.
而且是最重要的。
And it is the most important
thing. 他说我断不停止为你们祷告。
I should not stop praying for you.
并以善道正路来指教你们。
So that you could be taught.
所以在这里撒母耳给我们留下一个榜样。
So Samuel left an example.
约伯给我们留下一个榜样。
Job left an example.
我相信今天很多我们的年长的长辈也给我们留下了一个榜样。
I believe many of our elderly can leave an example for us.
断不停止为了信徒，为了教会祷告。
And to never stop praying for the believers in church.
断不停止为了我们自己的孩子，为了教会的下一代祷告。
And to always pray for our children and the next generation.
断不停止为了神家的兴旺来断不停止为神家的兴旺祷告。
And to never stop praying for the hope of the church.
如同约伯一样，常常这样行。
And to be like Job, always to always do this.
所以这些长辈就是我们教会里面的宝贝。
And so the elderly are the precious of the church.
虽然他们没有力气参与一些事务性的工作。
So they do not have the strength to participate in the activities.
但是他们的代祷却是我们圣工最大的帮助以及最大的支持。
But their prayer is the most great help for us.
如同约伯一样。
Just like Job.
凡事留下榜样。
And to always leave an example.
常常为我们代祷。
And to always pray for us.
并且常常如此行，
and to always do this.
好，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安能够时常与我们的长辈同在。
And may the grace and peace always be with our elderly.
使他们能够不断的在教会里面，为我们祷告，给予我们支持以及力量。
So that they will always pray and give us the strength.
凡事给我们留下好的榜样。
And to always leave a good example for us.
使我们有一个好的脚踪，能够顺着他们的脚步而行。
So we have a good example footprints that we can follow.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗523首。
Let's sing hymn 523. So thank the Lord Jesus. We'll make a concluding prayer.
好，我们在祷告当中，求主耶稣能够纪念那些身体欠安、心灵欠安、身体软弱的弟兄姐妹。
And so in our prayers, let's not forget those who are physically or spiritually ill.
纪念那些没有办法今天没有办法来聚会的信徒。
And those members who are not able to come today.
求主耶稣能够加添他们力量。
May God add to their strength.
使他们能够奋心。
So that they can devote their heart.
能够重新得力。
And to be strengthened again.
好，我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.